May is Asian Pacific American Heritage Month. For commentator Sandeep Roy, that doesn't necessarily signal a time of celebration.
It's May, and I feel special. Public television and radio are just bursting with Chinese memoirs. Libraries are proudly displaying their Filipino fiction. It's Asian Pacific American Heritage Month. Growing up in Calcutta, I was just Calcuttan. But with every boarding pass I got on my way to America, my identity ballooned. Calcuttan, Indian, South Asian, and finally Asian. And now, I get a whole month, though I have to share. What I have in common with Chinese, Thai, Vietnamese, Koreans, and yes, even Iranians, I don't know. Maybe a predilection for rice? But that's about it. I am no more interested in Japanese kabuki than Afropop. Actually, I am more interested in Afropop than kabuki theater. I remember once going to a bar for gay Asians in San Francisco. I quickly realized that to most people there, I barely was Asian. With my brown skin and black hair, I blend in far more easily in a Latino bar. Asian Heritage Month, Black History Month, and Hispanic Heritage Month are well-meaning attempts to promote diversity and multiculturalism. But sometimes I wonder if they do the very opposite. It's not just that I don't wear a kimono gracefully. Being the ethnic flavor of the month reinforces my otherness, keeping me in my separate, neatly labeled box. And it makes being Asian all about saris and noodles rather than the sweaty complexities of different cultures and races jostling together in America. We give ourselves cultural diversity, but in easily digestible month-long doses. Thousands of years of Asian heritage, wars, genocide, and culture wrapped into an easy-to-crack fortune cookie. But its optimistic message doesn't always seem to get through. Just as the Indians, Pakistanis, and Sikhs who were mistaken for Taliban after 9/11. The United States is one of the most diverse nations on the planet. Do we really need this monthly show and tell to remind us of our diversity? We now go to school with Kims and Garcias. Our astronauts have names like Chawla. Our doctor is probably a Reddy, and the Patriot Act was written by a Din. So why are we hell-bent on quarantining our cultures from each other? It's like we're telling the Kims and the Reddies, you can claim your heritage, but just for 30 days a year. Well, 31 if you're Asian, and 28 if you're black. I am a proud Asian American this May, but come June, I'll be just as proud, and just as Asian American. And my curry will be just as spicy.
The comments of Sandeep Roy, an editor with New California Media.